Hi, this is Audible Radio. Kamal and Nikhil here. Today we are interviewing Matthew for our community service project. Let's begin with the interview.
Hi, could you please tell us a bit about yourself?
My name is Matthew. I'm a musician. I'm living in Oroville since 1998, I think. I work in transition as a music teacher since then, and the rest of the time I'm either teaching music or playing music, both in Oroville and outside Oroville.
So Matthew, how was your life before coming to Oroville?
My life before coming to Oroville, basically I was a student. I was at university till I was 21, and I was studying music and I was playing music, and I was both studying and earning money from music at that time. And I had come to Oroville when I was a kids, and I had also come to Oroville when I was 18 for a year, and I thought I'll try it out for another little while, and ended up staying here.
Which country and city did you stay in?
Well, I was studying in Exeter, which is in Devon on the south coast of England. That's where I was studying, but that's not where I was from. I was born in a place called Portsmouth, and I lived near there. That's where I used to go to school.
That's nice. What was the first instrument you played? And why did you decide to play it?
The first instrument I played was piano, and I didn't decide to play that. We had a piano in the house, and I just think I was playing it a lot. And my parents asked me if I wanted lessons, and I took that. And then when I was 11, I took up the clarinet in school.
Did you have a passion when you were younger that was apart from music?
Yeah, I had lots of things I wanted to do, but apart from music, my favorite thing that I wanted to do when I was a kid was cycling. I really loved the Tour de France. My mum is French, so I used to spend my summers in France. And I used to watch the Tour de France every single day avidly, and that was my favorite thing. And my family is from the Pyrenees, so I really love the mountains. So I really enjoy cycling around, cycling up the mountains, and yeah, that was my passion. But I quickly found out I'd be no good, so I stopped.
Yeah, it's a nice passion. How did you get interested in teaching music? What inspired you?
Interested in teaching music? I think it just came by accident, honestly. I started teaching music when I was 15 or 16 because people needed that. Some people asked me already at that time to teach a son or daughter. And I saw that it was something that I was good at and people enjoyed. And then I came to Oroville also when I was 18, and then I was teaching then music and other things. And it was just something that happened naturally, honestly. It wasn't something that I thought out. It wasn't something that I even studied. I have no qualifications. It's just over time. And I've adapted my teaching over time. Different methods. And because I teach in the school, but I also teach outside the school in various situations.
When did you start teaching in transition?
In, I think it was 98, I think. But basically, I started teaching there literally 2 days after I landed up.
Oh. Do you have a goal in teaching?
My goal in teaching, I mean, I have a lot of goals in teaching, but one of the main goals of teaching, especially in music, is to have people enjoy the subject, enjoy music, and be... and opening them up to enjoying music to the fullest they can. Because I feel that once people enjoy music, then they feel like they want to study it, and then I can give them the tools to study it. But it all starts with whether they enjoy it.
Was there a difference in the music in England compared to the music here in India?
Yeah, there's a big difference. First of all, when I came... I was already playing professionally at the age of 20, 21. Well, even before that, I could have stayed in England and I could have made a living making music there. But I decided to give something else a shot because I was young enough. And when I came to Oroville in India, at least at that time, it was very difficult to make money in music. And it took me many years before I got to the point where I was playing as often as I was in England. That is for many reasons. The distances are very big here, and also the kind of music that I play is less common in England. Jazz and things like that are very common, and there are lots of jobs. And here it was much more difficult to find work. And also when you move somewhere, people don't know you. So it takes time for people to see whether they like to hire you, to play with you, whether you're the kind of person that they want to work with. So for me, it took until around 2004, 2005 before I was getting regular work. And I got a big job with film actress called Andrea in Chennai. Oh. And once I did that, because she was quite famous, then I got a lot of jobs after that. The phone really was ringing a lot. But I was playing in Oroville every day. But that was for the fun, and I enjoyed that very much. But it wasn't for money. I was playing professionally outside.
When you're playing professionally, which instrument were you playing?
I was playing both saxophone and piano. It was a bit of both. In the beginning, probably more saxophone than piano. Nowadays, it's more piano. And nowadays, also, I'm doing jobs writing music, composing, and arranging music for people. So I write music for films, and I arrange music for people's bands and different things like that. So I've changed the way I work. I'm doing less playing, as it were, these days.
Are you in any bands at this moment, like right now?
I'm in loads of bands. The thing is, the type of music that I play don't really have bands. What happens is, as you know, like from your dad, you pick up the phone and you go and play with anyone that
asks you.
So you don't really have bands. You have bands that maybe that you visit more regularly than others. And there were points where I was playing for maybe 10, 15 bands at one time. That was quite normal. Now I've cut that down because a few years ago I got sick because I was just doing too many things. So I would say probably if I were to count the amount of things that I'm doing regularly now, it's probably around 4. But again, these are not bands as such. And also these days, rather than going to play with people that call me, rather these are my projects. So rather I call it
solo.
It's not solo. It's my music that I write myself, and I call people to play my music.
Oh, okay.
So it used to be the other way around. I used to play a lot of other people's music almost entirely. I had my own groups for some years, but now more the case is that I'm trying to put out my own music that I write.
What style of music do you play?
That's difficult to say because I play a bit of everything, but people say that I play jazz music, and I would say that's correct. But in India, you can't really say that because jazz is not from India. I would say I play improvised music, which is in the jazz field. That means it's music that is not written down, and we do a lot of improvisation. It is jazz-based, but it's not really traditional jazz. So if we were to play this kind of music in England or Europe or in America, people wouldn't really recognize it as traditional jazz, but it is similar to jazz. I would call it improvised music because this can also include things like Indian classical music, which I've played in bands where we play Carnatic music mixed with rock and pop and jazz. So here in India, the if you want to do well in music, you pretty much have to play everything. I think the only kind of music I don't really play very regularly is classical music.
Is there a specific style you prefer to play, though?
Not particularly. I mean, yes and no. I mean, the specific style is the style that I'm trying to develop myself. And that style is basically based on the experiences I've had in music in my life. So definitely there's a lot of jazz in there, but there's lots of other things going on in there also. All the kind of musics that I've liked in my whole life have come into a kind of pot and in this kind of cooking like that.
Okay.
But it's definitely influenced by a lot of jazz. But it's also influenced even by classical music, because even though I don't play classical music, this is what I studied at university till I was 21.
What is music according to you like?
Music is a language, and it's something that we, like what we are talking now, it's a conversation that you have between people and with people and collaborating with people using sound. So music can be anything. It can be in any style, just like we have different languages. Music can take so many forms. That's why it's hard to say what kind of music I play, because it really depends on who I'm playing with. Of course, you learn the language of a particular style like jazz or Carnatic or classical or pop or rock or whatever it is. But music is basically using those sounds and those instruments and collaborating and doing things together with people. And that's the best thing about music is the sharing. It's a universal language that you can go to any country and you can share, and you can do things with people that you've never met. And honestly, often enough, I did many concerts now in over the years that I never ever met the people in my life. We sat in a room and half an hour later we had already prepared songs.
How many instruments do you play?
Right now, regularly, I mean, the piano and the saxophone. The saxophone comes in three different varieties. I've got the tenor, alto, and soprano. But I play a little bit of some other things. But basically, these are my two instruments. I'd like to play a few other things, but that hasn't come about.
You played for the Orville Choir, right?
Yeah, I played for the kids' choir for 21 years, I think.
What do you think of it? Like,
I think it's wonderful. The it's so different from when I started. The level has gone up tremendously. What the kids' choir is doing is just phenomenal. Nuria has done a fantastic job, and the level is very high. And actually, the reason I stopped is because my level in classical music, playing music from written notes, wasn't good enough. That you guys got too good, basically.
What do you think of modern music compared to the music of your generation?
It's a good question, but I don't have
answer.
I have an answer, but for me, all music is good and has a place. And I'm pretty sure you guys have heard me talk about this before. It depends what you want to do with music. Some people criticize modern pop music because it's there to make money. But if you want to make money out of music, then you better do it well. And a lot of people do this really, really well. It's not necessarily the best type of music to listen to, but in order to make money, it's great music. And when I was a kid, there was plenty of music that was making money also. So I think there's always going to be good music. You just have to look around for it. And there's also always going to be music that is not so good, and perhaps is there for another reason. But this is like everything. This is like comparing food from then to now. There's going to be bad food and there's going to be good food, but it doesn't really change. There's always going to be people making really good music. You just got to hunt around for it. And yeah.
Okay, for the last question, what is your favorite thing about Orville?
My favorite thing about Orville is, well, one favorite thing, I don't know. But I think my favorite thing has to be the people and working with people, collaborating with people. I think when I leave Orville and go to Europe, what I miss very much is the connectivity with people. I find that they're it's very disjointed, and sometimes you have to drive quite far just to meet your friends. But here, everyone is close by. You're working together. Of course, this can have its disadvantages,
yeah.
That sometimes you're kind of on top of each other. But I think what I really like about Orville is that it's a family that can cause problems sometimes. But a family is a great thing, and when we work together, and we can do such fabulous things. And I think this is an opportunity here to do things that you just cannot do in any other places. There are so many fabulous cities in the world, but a place like Oroville, where people are working so closely together in so many different fields, is just a wonderful opportunity. And in music, we have a fabulous opportunity to do music in a completely new way.
Thank you so much, Matthew, for letting us do this interview.
Thanks, guys, and thanks for inviting me.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.